Strange and Unusual presents From the Mind of C. Paris, From the Money of C. Magana, Friend of the Family.
Hi everyone, C. Paris here to explain the premise of Friend of the Family. No, wait, there's too much. Let me sum up. For the past 3 years, we have followed the teenage hunter Alice Belford as she hunted down the supernatural with her family's resident vampire, Asmodeus, compelled to serve her due to an ancient promise. You should go back and listen, they're really good. We now rejoin her in her 20s, still protecting the innocent and still stuck with Asmodeus. Now, on with the show!
Greetings, listeners. I'm pleased to welcome you back to another episode of Friend of the Family. Today, there are festivities planned at the Belford Mansion as Mina is on her way back home to celebrate her 17th birthday.
Alas, no longer sweet 16, but now she is the Dancing Queen.
Is that a pop culture reference?
Mad that I beat you to the punch?
Asmodeus, if you're gonna argue with the voice guy, can you at least multitask? I want everything done by the time Mina gets here.
She's not due for another 2 hours. I think I can manage a few streamers between now and then.
We won't know for sure until you try. Besides, Mom is going a bit...
Okay, the first floor's been cleaned, and I vacuumed her room and scrubbed the walls.
Overboard.
Now we just need to complete decorating the living room with the cut-out glitter shoes for the Dancing Queen theme.
Called it.
Oh, and the second cake should be out of the oven in about 45 minutes. Hopefully that will give it time to cool so I can decorate it before she gets here.
Mom, I'm pretty sure we only need one cake.
Don't be silly, Alice. The first cake is fondant. No one actually wants to eat fondant.
Then why make it?
Do not pay her any mind, Karen. I usually don't. I'm sure the cakes will be beautiful and delicious, respectively.
How would you know? You can't eat either of them.
Oh, Asmodeus is just delighting in snobbery, Alice. Don't pay him any mind. I usually don't.
It was at that moment that Marjorie Belford came down the central staircase of the mansion. Looking as elegant as ever, the now centenarian descended, smiling playfully at her great-granddaughter.
Marjorie, you wound me.
I'm quite certain you can take it. Alice, please be a dear and lend me your arm.
Of course, Grams.
Thank you, my darling. Now, Karen, breathe deeply. Everything will be fine. Mina will love anything you do, I'm sure.
I know, I'm just so excited. It feels like we hardly ever see her anymore.
Private school will do that. Still, I think it's good that she got out of the house. She should be able to meet other people.
Other than me, you mean?
That too.
Other than our guest of honor, who else are we expecting to show up?
I think just the usual. Us here, Uncle Lawrence and Keith. Samantha is around, but...
Oops. Sorry. Am I interrupting?
Speak of the devil?
That would be you. Hi, Aunt Samantha.
No, we're just getting ready for Mina's party. Will you be joining us?
Oh, I'm afraid I can't. I have other plans. I'll have to play at being a happy family some other time.
Samantha?
Sorry, Nana Marge. But I do have other plans. Do tell Mina hi for me, though.
Brr.
She seems to be in a mood again.
I can't imagine why. Say, do you suppose it's because of all that unfortunate business with Hunter, her son? You know, where you got him killed.
I didn't get him anything. He attacked me. You remember, Asmodeus. You saved my life.
Why must you say these cruel, hurtful things?
Anyway, what about the other girls at school? Didn't she invite any of them?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
Now let's go ahead and get back to decorating. There's so little time. It's already 5 o'clock, and we haven't even done the fairy lights yet.
And so the rest of the afternoon passed quickly, as nearly all the Belfords decorated before Mina's arrival. Soon, the appointed hour came, and there was a knock on the door.
Mina, it's so good to see you, honey.
Hi, Mom. It's good to see you, too.
Mina, you are truly a vision. Why, you look so much like Marjorie did when she was your age. We had quite a bit of fun back then, didn't we, Marjorie?
Down, boy.
Stop teasing, dear. Mina, come here and let me look at you. You do look very nice. It seems California agrees with you.
Thanks, Grams. Aleph, it's been forever.
It has. I'm glad you were able to fly in. How's school going?
It's all right, but it's boring. I want to have fun while I'm here.
What? No hug for me?
Watch it.
It's okay, Aleph. I missed everyone while I was gone. Even Azzy.
Stop. You'll make me blush.
You gave me shit for years for calling you Azzy.
Well, it's cute when she does it.
Is that Mina, I hear?
It sure is, Uncle Lawrence. How've you been?
Lawrence, while as sharp as ever, has had to make a few adjustments over the years. He now travels by motorized wheelchair, a development that may have depressed another man, but Lawrence took to it like a fish to water.
Mina, it's so good to see you again.
Thanks. Is that a new chair?
You noticed. Yes, the other chair was fine, but the Aerion 2000 is clearly superior. Not only does it have three separate speeds, but you'll notice the leather interior. Oh, and let me tell you about the modifications.
Well, now you've got him started. Lawrence, can you please go and find Keith? Once he's here, we can go ahead and begin.
Right. I'll be back in a flash, Mother. And away I go!
Goodness, everyone is making such a fuss. I don't know if I can handle all the attention.
I'm sure you'll find a way.
Wilhelmina never apologized for being able to command everyone's attention. It's a skill you will find very useful in the future, I can assure you.
Mina, I don't think I've seen you since you went off to school.
Yeah, Keith, it's been a while.
Looks like the gang's all here. So, Mina, what would you like to do for your birthday?
I don't know. I just kind of pictured us hanging out. I didn't really have anything special in mind.
Nothing special? On your birthday? Now where's the fun in that?
Who said that?
And Karen, I'm so disappointed. The gang's all here. We all know it's not a party until I've arrived.
It can't be.
Oh, but it can. Tis I, the fair Ilancio, Prince of the Forest. Of course, around here I'm simply known as...
The Fairy. Great.
Ilancio, you made it!
With a wide smile, Mina races towards the fairy, embracing him warmly. This may be confusing for listeners, as last you saw the fairy, he had sworn revenge against all the Belfords.
I have a name.
Well, he didn't last, they knew, and I'm trying to catch them up.
Who invited him anyways?
Mina, presumably. They've been close for a while now.
Does no one else find that weird? That he started out as an adversary and now is some sort of wacky neighbor guy?
You've got to pick your battles. Besides, he hasn't tried to start trouble in ages.
I just do not like him.
And that is reason enough for me to give him a chance.
Asmodeus, as adversarial as always I see, you know, it really doesn't have to be this way between us. Why, I can imagine all the fun we can have together.
Congratulations on being the second thing ever that the thought of sleeping with makes me actively nauseous.
Come on, Azzy. Don't be that way. He's my friend. Can't you play nice just for once?
Very well, Mina. But only for you.
Oh, expertly done.
Quiet, you big fat stupid head.
For someone who dislikes me so much, you're certainly fine with using my lines.
I have no idea why that stuck.
Probably because you're a big fat stupid head.
Walked right into that one, I suppose.
Now that everyone's here, let's go ahead and celebrate.
All right. What shall we do first? There's Pin the Tail on the Donkey, charades, Pictionary.
Boring! Here, Mina, open my present first.
Don't birthday presents traditionally come after the cake?
The cakes!
I'm not one to stand on tradition. Besides, my present will provide plenty of... entertainment.
I have a very bad feeling about this.
All right. Let me see.
From seemingly thin air, the fairy pulled out a present, which seemed to glitter and sparkle as though it were wrapped in sunlight.
Ow.
Mina, I'm not so sure that's a good idea.
Alas, Mina's eyes grew wide with enchantment and she was deaf to Alice's warning. She tore open the wrapping to reveal... Oh no! From the box pours out a dozen or so pixies. In the flash of an eye, they dart out, spreading over the Belford mansion.
Surprise!
Pixies, you are the worst.
Asmodeus, go get the iron plates.
And my pistol while you're at it.
On it.
Alonso, please tell me they aren't fully charged.
Ah!
Damn it. I'm coming, Mom. Mina.
I've got it. Go help Mom.
I don't understand why everyone is so upset. Pixies are so entertaining.
What happened?
Keith Belford had inadvertently gotten within range of a pixie and was smacked with magical residue. He remains mostly unchanged, save for the fact that he is now entirely blue.
Cerulean.
Ha! Gotcha!
Looking a little blue there, Keith.
Azure don't feel great.
Alonso, I appreciate the idea, but it's a little much. Can you summon them back?
I'm afraid I can't. Pixies are not under my domain. Oh, I'm a pony now! How delightful.
That's two. Oh, and your pistol, Marjorie.
How many of them are there?
Guess.
So, 17. Got extra plates, Asmodeus?
Of course.
All right. Go and clear out a room for Grams, Uncle Lawrence, and Keith. They can stay there until we clear out all the pixies.
I know. We can go to my old office.
You mean my office?
Mina, dear, I know you mean well, but I'm not some helpless old woman that needs to be shuttled off to safety.
I know, but I need someone there to protect Keith and Uncle Lawrence while we clear out the pixies.
You cannot play that trick on me. I invented it. But you do make a good point. Come, Lawrence. Keith.
Be back in a flash.
Asmodeus gently picks up various members of the birthday party, first Marjorie, then Lawrence, then Keith, and whisks them away to safety before returning to the foyer.
Can I help?
Oh, haven't you done enough?
I agree, and I hate agreeing with him. See what you have done!
Azzy, calm down. Alonso can't help himself. He doesn't know better.
I really don't.
Here's an idea. Why don't you go and help Alice with whatever's going on in the kitchen?
Oh, that's a good idea.
What is going on in the kitchen, dear listeners? Alice had dashed in, fearing what the pixies had done to her mother. When she arrived, though, she found that the pixies hadn't done anything to Karen. At least, not directly.
Alice, honey, what's happening?
Before Karen stood a cake. As in, literally, stood. Muscular legs sticking out from beneath its three-tiered, bubblegum pink exterior.
Alonso brought pixies. It's okay, I'm handling it. Let's get you out of here.
Alice took Karen by the hand and turned around, only to discover the second cake had come to life. Unlike the first, it had no limbs, but it jiggled in a decidedly threatening manner.
Okay, stay back, Mom. I'm gonna have to fight the cakes before I can take you out to safety.
Well, there's a sentence I didn't think I'd hear today. Standing protectively in front of her mother, Alice assessed the situation. While the cake with legs was disturbing, it seemed to have little interest in its surroundings, while the... I'm just going to call it the buttercream cake, did seem riled up. Deciding the latter was where the threat was, Alice cautiously grabbed some knives from her boot and tossed them effortlessly into and through the buttercream.
Shoot, I was afraid of that.
Alice, I'm here to help. What treats do we have in here?
Alonso, stay back. The situation is not under control.
Sensing Alice was distracted, the buttercream launched forward over Alice and Karen's heads and into the second cake.
The cakes are fighting each other?
Of course. Nobody likes fondant.
Well, we can't just leave them to duke it out. Besides, we still have to find the... Pixie.
I got it! Am I helping?
Actually, yes, for once. Three pixies down, only 14 more to go. While Alice deals with the food fight in the kitchen, let's check in on Asmodeus and Wilhelmina.
That's three.
Four, actually. The fairy managed to squash one in the kitchen.
Oh, good for him. Not like he caused this mess, anyway.
Who caused what? Alonso?
Yes, it seems like he managed to kill one of the vermin he brought in.
I wish you'd be nicer to him.
Well, I wish I was not spending the day hunting the fae equivalent of cockroaches, but here we are. Oh, nice one, Mina.
You know, you don't have to be jealous of him. We're just good friends.
I do not know what you are talking about.
Uh-huh.
But since you brought it up, didn't you miss me while you were at school?
Nope, not even a little.
Oh, cruel mistress, what have I done to deserve such treatment?
I'm sure you can think of a few things.
I am sure I can think of a few more.
Azzy, not now.
Oh, but if not now, when? And for how long?
Oh my god, you mean he... They are... Oh,
oh, stop being dramatic.
I mean it, Asmodeus.
Not you. The big fat stupid head felt the need to comment.
All him. I miss that organ.
You said it.
Oh, for the love of sin.
While distracted by his lechery, Asmodeus didn't notice a pixie sneak up on him, using its magic to shrink him down to, I'd say, about 2 inches tall.
This is uncomfortably familiar.
Oh no, Azzy.
Mina, are you okay?
I'm fine, but Asmodeus just got jinxed.
Oh look, a pocket-sized vampire!
Why are you and Mom covered in cake?
I don't want to talk about it.
I just wanted to have a nice party. Why is that so difficult in this family?
So how many are we down?
I think we've taken down 6.
So 7, because we got one in the kitchen.
No, I think we are counting the one you got.
How would you count the one I got?
The narrator told Azzy about it.
Oh.
Azzy got 2 after getting the iron, and Alonfio became a pony, and Keith turned blue.
Blue?
Cerulean.
The one in the kitchen.
And a 3 just now, so 6.
7, 8, 9, 10!
Grams!
I'm coming!
No, I need you to keep an eye on Mom. Alonzio, you're with me. Come on, Asmodeus.
Gently!
Alice grabbed the diminutive Asmodeus and ran upstairs to Keith's office, the fairy happily clomping up after. When Alice ran into the room, she saw her 3 relatives backed into a corner, Marjorie still holding her raised gun. The tiny corpses of 4 pixies littered the ground.
Oh, good shot, Marjorie.
Everybody here okay?
Still blue, but okay.
Cerulean!
We're fine, dear. But I've had just about enough of these pixies in my home.
I may have suffered a complication.
The 5 of them turned to look at Lawrence, all noticing for the first time that he had become fused with his motorized chair. He had become half man, half transportation device. He had become a werechair.
Ugh.
Now, when did that happen?
A little earlier. I didn't want to distract you, particularly when you were shooting.
Do you feel okay?
I'm not entirely sure I'm opposed to it.
We can fix this though, right, Alonzio?
Oh goodness, no. Only the pixies can alter their own magic.
And there are 7 left.
So we have 6 more to kill and then 1 to torture until we're all changed back.
I don't think that's going to be necessary.
Mina, where's Mom?
If you wanted to lay down for a while, it didn't seem like such a bad idea. Anyway, I remembered when I used to have pixies, and they'll do anything for sugar. So I got what was left of the buttercream and cake and made a trap. See?
Of course, I should have thought of that.
You really should have.
Don't start.
Okay, remember the deal we made. You fix everybody back to how they were, and you can go home with Alonfio. Got it?
As Mina opened up the box, the remaining pixies reluctantly flew out, changing various people back before resting on the fairy's shoulders.
My goodness, that was fun! Although it is nice to have fingers again.
Aren't you a shapeshifter? You could have turned back any time you wanted to.
But that would be cheating!
Ugh.
Anyway, I'd better be going. I'd hate to wear out my welcome.
Oh, that would be terrible.
But it's been a blast. Ta-ta. Happy birthday, Mina. Kidnap you in a couple of weeks. Mwah, mwah.
And with that, the fairy disappeared in a puff of smoke.
Well, you can't say Alonfio's boring.
I suppose not. Well, that was quite enough excitement for one day. I think Karen had the right idea. I'm going to retire to my room. Good night, everyone.
Would you like an escort, Marjorie?
No, thank you. I can manage on my own.
I'm sorry I didn't get things under control sooner.
Don't be ridiculous. Everyone came out no worse for wear in the end.
Except the pixies.
And that is a win in my book. I'm very proud of you, Alice. And Mina, that was very resourceful of you. I'm proud of you both. Now, if you will all excuse me, I'm quite tired.
And with that, Marjorie Belford left for her suite. The rest of the Belfords and Asmodeus decided that she had the correct idea, and after the excitement of that day, all were ready to turn in a little early. While it might not have been exactly what Mina had pictured for her birthday, she did get to spend time with her family, which she felt was the best present of all. Before I can draw this tale to a close, let's check in on Mina and Alice, who woke up early to clean the kitchen for Karen. They now share gossip over cups of coffee.
This is so much better than the coffee at school.
I don't know how anyone can drink that corporate crap.
Morning, Alice, Mina. Do I smell coffee?
Morning, Keith. I just made a pod. Help yourself.
Ethiopian peaberry. Very nice.
Do you know if anyone else is up yet?
I heard Lawrence working on his chair a little while ago. I think his recent experience gave him some ideas.
Oh, great. That's all we need.
For a few moments, the three of them chat about coffee and mechanical augmentations until Karen walked in the kitchen. Something seemed a bit off about her, though, as though she were walking in a dazed fog.
Morning, Mom. There's coffee if you want some.
Not at the moment. Grams?
Is he up yet? I wanted to say goodbye before I head back.
No, honey. She...
Mom? What's wrong?
She... Mina? Alice, she's gone.
Gone?
Thank you. Hello, listeners. This is Asmodeus. Yes, the vampire. Very good. Now, to go over it very quickly, I've been asked to remind you that you've been listening to Friend of the Family. If you enjoyed it, and I'm sure you did, obviously, I'm in it, you should go to snu.wtf. That's right, snu.wtf. Follow us on the various social network thingies, Twitter, Facebook, what have you. Once more, that is snu.wtf. And apparently snu.horse. Or, if you have the time, strange, the letter N, unusual.com. And now, good night.